Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi guys, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Josh. So, okay. No, it's not that bad.
Jess has some dental news for everyone. We just have to give a disclaimer for this whole episode, don't we?
For disclaimer for the next, I have 40 trays or 30 weeks or something. I just started Invisalign.
And I'm just going to tell you because I've done Invisalign.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the lisp after a couple weeks. Your mouth gets very used to it. You'll be surprised.
Well, the 40 YouTube videos that I watched last night about people on their Invisalign journey tell me that it takes a while to get used to it. But I didn't realize what a haul I'm in for.
I mean, you're moving bones in your body, basically. You are adjusting like your jaw and your teeth.
I feel pretty stupid because I usually look, you know, when I had a breast reduction, like, you know, but the first time I had a breast reduction, it wasn't like the age of like the internet. Yes. Like I'm definitely like, you know, I'm not like, I'm not a digital native. So we did not like, I wasn't like web MDing it or whatever, a real self. So I was just like, yeah, like, you know, like what my mother did was she called around to like all her friends who had kids who had breast reduction. That was the research. Second time I did it. Yeah. I web real self the shit out of it. But like I do research for anything that's like, you know, invasive. I do right. research. I did Fraxel. I researched the hell out of that. For Invisalign, I was like, oh yeah, you wear a retainer. I just kind of figured like, you put
no biggie.
I don't know. I just like
it's like a new hair clip.
Yeah. I did it. I didn't think about it in a really serious way. This is a lifestyle change.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's not invasive, right? Because you're not like putting anything into your body, so it doesn't feel like it. I get it. Because when you first said to me, like, huh, I didn't expect anything. I'm like, why didn't you expect? But now it makes sense.
Yeah, because I thought it was like, because it's not invading the body. But it is shifting bones in the body.
Guys, she texted me yesterday. She's like, it hurts. And I was like, yeah, it does. For the like, you know, I don't know if anybody out there has had braces or anything. But, you know, it's like you went for a workout or something. Like, your bones hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm sore. But then I went to Invisalign on Reddit. The most amazing, I was like weeping. The most amazing stories. Like, entree 28 and the person had the most, like, you know, severe crowding or like double teeth, like different rows of teeth.
Yeah.
And beautiful stories that like you make, you know, you want to cry. Life-changing you know, this is a life-changing product. So, you know, I better just like kiss, you know, kiss the ground I walk on. I just have mild crowding and I'm fixing with Invisalign. You know, like, I'll be fine. I'm just, yeah. I didn't know that this was such an event.
Yeah. Hi, guys. This is a beauty podcast. We just went right into it because we like...
Hey, they know us.
They know us. And we wanted to tell you why Jess is going to sound a little bit different in this episode. I have to say, it's kind of cute.
Thanks. So
this episode, it's going to be a fun one. I'm going to get the giggles multiple times because you also like, you're holding your face differently, kind of. Please don't do heavy breathing during the beauty news, which will be our first up. Yeah. Then we're going to talk about brow lamination, mm-hmm. which we've been hearing about. And then we had a listener give us that Raise a Wand a couple weeks mm-hmm. back, talking about a product that mimics it. So I'm excited to hear about that. And lastly, silicone in hair products. So controversial. Is it good? Is it bad? We'll tell you. We need hair help. You need hair help. We'll help. And Jess will just be along for the ride with her. With her,
I got a drool cup. Got a drool cup.
Okay, let's do it.
Hit it.
Dun, 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 dun. I will hit it. Thank you very much for that intro, Jessica Matlin. Okay, guys, the beauty news of the week. E-girls are on trend. I just saw some data from Spate, a tracking firm. E-girl makeup, the search terms for that was up like 400% in the last month.
Whoa, what's an e-girl?
I'm glad you asked. It's funny. I've been hearing this for a while, and I thought it was like a Euphoria girl,
yeah.
like the TV show, or maybe like an Eilish girl, like Billie Eilish, yeah. because this look is... that I'll explain it in my terms. It's like a rave mixed with a goth for me. Like very colorful makeup with like black heavy liner, maybe some black stuff drawn on the face, like little tattoos near the eyes and stuff. I mean, like picture Billie Eilish kind of. But E actually stands for electronic girl, which I didn't know.
Electronic girl or electronica? What did you say?
Electronic girl.
Electronic girl.
Yeah, it's an anime look. It's like, remember we talked about VSCO? Like this is kind of the opposite of that. This is the gamer girl, the like very into, you know, gaming and making videos and tech and that kind of stuff. I got Fifth Element vibes from it. That's going
to age me. I was about to say, this sounds like 90s rave girl. We did this.
We did this makeup. Of course. I will say the blush on the nose is new. Remember we talked about nose blush?
We did not do that. Yeah, we did not do
that. I don't think we touched on that. That is actually part of the e-girl look as well, the blush on the nose. Anyway, this is what people are looking for. I would say probably people under 25, but I like to know what's going on. My favorite thing is I was doing my research on why this search term is up so high is L'Oreal gave a step-by-step and I was like, oh, okay. Like it was funny to see like a corporation, a big corporation, like jumping on what was like a roots up kind of like corners of the internet type of look. Of course, it had like 14 product recommendations starting with primer. And I don't know, I just don't picture the gamer girls like, first, let me do my primer. Anyway, it's a cool makeup look. You're probably, if you're over 25, you probably don't care. But like, go ahead and give it a Google. Maybe it'll be up 500% next month. All right, next up. The UK is moving to ban plastic surgery and cosmetic enhancement ads for children's programming. So I thought this was interesting. The Committee for Advertising Practice, they're responsible for advertising codes in the UK. They want to not have Botox and other surgeries be advertised to children. And I thought, oh, is there like a business reason or whatever? And it was actually, concerns over the harm it can cause them with body dysmorphia, with not living up to beauty standards. And I thought, wow, that is really quite a... I guess a liberal point of view, but I thought it was really interesting. So I wanted to report on that for you guys.
I think that's
you
smart.
Check out more. I'll put a link with information on that on our blog. Okay. I'm calling it magazine beauty award season. Jess and I have been doing this for a while when we were, you know, you're still at a print magazine. Every magazine you go to has their beauty awards. I've done them in May, December, but right now, so many magazines came out with their beauty awards for fall. So I did a little research here. Allure, Better Homes and Gardens, Glamour UK, Tatler, Shape, and InStyle all in the last week have reported their results of their beauty awards. Guys, this is how much I love you. I opened up every freaking list. Some of them weren't lists, they were websites. And I was like, let's see if one product made it as a winner across the board, because then that would be truly a winning product, right? Jess is just raising her eyebrows like,
what did you find?
They didn't, because let's be honest, different magazines do it different ways. InStyle's now was like reader votes, other people like, you know, they ask their favorite experts or they just decide in the office with three girls. Who knows? However, I found three products that got at least two votes. Two winning things. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, what were they?
So L'Oreal Bambi Lash Mascara.
Oh, I'm dying to try that. I actually haven't tried that.
Someone else told us about this mascara and I got to get a tube because it seems to be popular. Next up, Essie Expressi Nail Polish.
Oh, we love that.
I've loved that too. I mean, I thought it was a pretty innovative nail polish formula. It dries really quickly, but it's not like the quick dry formulas from back in the day.
Yeah.
And then this is a product I'm embarrassed to say I have not tried and did not even know existed. CeraVe has a cream to foam cleanser that got two awards from Shape and Better Homes and Gardens. And I know CeraVe is hot again because like Skin by Hiram, or just Hiram, whatever, we'll just call him Hiram. He's like obsessed with it. Like it's just having a resurgence. It was like this fuddy-duddy dermy brand and I feel like people are getting really into it. So I'm excited to try that cleanser as well. But like there could be other that got more than one award, but like my mind just went numb and we know it's not scientific. So that's all you're getting.
I think we need to bring back fuddy-duddy because I feel like it's so appropriate for so many things, but like people don't say it enough. Fuddy-duddy. Yeah, it's perfect.
Fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, my mom
just said fuddy duddy, which makes me fuddy duddy.
No, no, I know. No,
it's the internet age. We got to make it fud dud or FD. You got to shorten it, right? Just like e-girl.
Did you see the Paul Rudd skit where he's...
Oh my God,
it's so perfect.
But even just by watching it, I was like, I feel like a fuddy duddy because like who watches SNL except fuddy duddies? I don't know if the kids these days, who even knows?
I don't know. It's just so good. But anyway, I thought your use of fuddy duddy was perfect.
Thank you.
And if you don't know what fuddy-duddy means, look it up.
After you look up the beauty awards. Actually, I really did enjoy going through all of the winners. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. On a more scientific note than beauty awards, dentists are... Oh, this is for you, Jess. You're doing some dental work.
Oh my God.
Dentists are anecdotally reporting an increase in tooth fractures. So when dentist offices opened back up after the pandemic and people started coming in, they were seeing an increase in fractures. Okay. So Tammy Chen, she's a dentist, wrote about this for the New York Times. She said, of course, it could be due to teeth grinding and clenching from anxiety, which should be no surprise to people, right? But here's what I thought was interesting. If you work from home, your posture could also affect your teeth because it affects the way you sleep at night and it also can have you clench and tighten your teeth. So here's the deal. If you work with a laptop at home, when you're seated, your shoulders should be over your hips. So that means no C shape on the couch or no leaning forward and hunching or no like laying back with the thing up on your knees, shoulders over hips. And the computer screen should be at eye level. I guarantee you, if you're sitting at a computer right now, you're looking down.
Yep.
Most people do not look eye level. So all of that can lead you to clench your teeth or sleep improperly. And the grinding is what's causing the teeth cracking. A positive thing, Jess, for you, Invisalign sort of acts like it prevents you from clenching your teeth because there's a space. When you bite down, you know how your teeth don't touch anymore because the plastic's in the way?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's sort of protecting your teeth. And I actually sleep with night guards, which is a whole other thing because my teeth are effed as well. So I won't have teeth cracking. But all of you guys out there, watch your posture because it'll affect your smile. But
Jen, can I ask you a question?
You may.
So you mentioned like your eyes should be looking at the screen. My computer, and do not tell me to get a standing desk, okay? My computer would have to be like propped on like seven encyclopedias.
Did you not see my laptop riser? I'll take a picture. I'm going to put this on Instagram. I bought it for like $50 on Amazon. I'll put a link for you guys. It's really sturdy. It raises it up, I want to say a good 2 feet. It could go between like a 3-inch raise to like almost like 30 inches. And it actually looks silly because it's so high up. But then I have a separate keyboard and that's down where my hands are.
Okay.
Do you have a separate keyboard?
No.
But okay, you need to just get a separate wireless keyboard and then you can prop up your
computer. So you're sitting at your desk because I don't want to stand. I know it's good for you, but well, let's just be real. I want to sit.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the keyboard, which like if the riser wasn't there, it'd be like floating in space.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that must look really funny. But like, send us a picture of like
I will, but like, it makes like a huge difference. Huge difference.
Okay, yeah, because I'm always looking down. And then guess what? My neck hurts.
I bet. And maybe you'll get cracked teeth. Who knows?
Oh, okay. That sounds expensive. Okay, keep going.
Last up, Gather round, children. It's time for the science corner. I made it kind of creepy. Sorry about that. Okay, this is for sun seekers. Okay, everybody knows that the sun feels good, but new research shows there are 5 genes that predispose people to sun-seeking behavior. And this is so weird. Some of these genes have been linked to behavioral traits associated with risk-taking and addiction. So people who might be more prone to being addicted to smoking or weed or alcohol consumption are also possibly more prone to wanting to go into the sun. Mm. So this was written about, it was in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology. And the reason the dermatologists care about this is because when you're talking to people about avoiding the sun or wearing sunscreen, you have to realize you're not just talking about like, hey, dummies, why would you go in the sun? There are people who have genes that are making them addicted to that kind of thing. So you and I still hear about people going to tanning beds, and I'm sure you're like, why? There is a medical reason why, maybe, that these people are wanting to go into the sun. The same that you wouldn't say someone who is an alcoholic, you would never say like, oh, just get over it, stop drinking. Like it's easy, you know? And so I think we have to be more aware of that when we're talking about avoiding the sun, because a lot of people really are predisposed to do that and they might not even realize it. Mm-hmm. Interesting, right? It was one of those twin studies in Europe. And I love a good twin study. I feel like you get real data on those. I will put a link on the blog. And that was the news.
Thank you. That was a nice chunky one. I liked it. Thank you.
Okay, it's time to talk about brow lamination. We've covered microblading. We've covered all the other brow things. This is like, I have not done a lot of looking into this, but why would, Jess, tell me everything you learned. Why would someone want to get their brows laminated?
So when I heard about brow lamination the first time, I was like, that sounds very painful. And I also pictured just like a waxy, like clear sealant on the brows. And I was like, this sounds like a really funky trend that is not going to catch on. But yeah. Brow lamination, actually, I think like the name is scarier than what's actually happening. It is a very hot treatment. I think it's still very niche. I wouldn't say this is like the next lash extensions. I still think it's something that's a little niche. I don't know, you can come back in 6 months and tell me, Jess, you're so wrong. Everyone's getting their brows laminated. But it's going to give you the Cara Delevingne-ish look, which is a full feathered brow. If you're not familiar with Cara Delevingne, she's a big model. Another model that comes to mind is like a Taylor Hill. You know, I think we all probably know who Taylor
like
Hill is.
Like that brushed up, like the feathery, not just yeah. thick, but like they like, mine are thick, but they can't stay up like that.
Yeah. Okay. Better. Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields, 1970s. Okay. That's, yeah. So you've got 3 ladies here that you can picture the brows. So yeah, full, thick, and as you said, feathery, brushed up. So I spoke to Giselle Soto, the famous brow artist in LA, and she said that this is how it works. She's doing this in her place. Uses chemical processing creams. It's a 3-step treatment and it actually tames tough, curly, and unruly brow hairs to straighten them. So it's kind of like a perm, but like a reverse perm for your brows. And okay. It also kind of creates like a thickness in your brows using like the length of the hairs by perming the brows, like making them straight. It yeah. makes them thicker, longer, and kind of sets them into place. And if your brow artist will also kind of be styling your brows a little bit
yeah.
and creating like a more symmetrical look. So
they brush it into the look that you want
yeah.
and that's when the chemicals make it kind of stick there.
It sets them into place. And when she said tough and unruly brows, I was like, who's got these like, you know, curly ass brows? Like, no, I don't see people walking around like little poodle brows. And then I was looking at my brows today and I realized that they are like going, and Jen, I know you can see me.
You have full curly brows. You like, absolutely
like
do.
They're like going, like one's going this way, one's going that, like there's a waviness to my
same.
Brows.
And mine don't grow all in the direction, which is like you want them to go up and out towards your temples for that eye-opening effect. You get a third of the way through my brow and they all grow downward
yes,
down there.
Yeah. Mine are going like 6 different ways, like they're like cars, like, you know, it's like a traffic jam. They're not going in the direction that I want. And I said, who's the right candidate for this, you know, this thing? And she's like,
she was like, you.
She didn't get a good look at my brows. She's like, basically everyone. And if your brows are on the thin side, if they're a little anemic, you might want to consider it because it can make you give, because they're going to feather them upward. It can give you the illusion of fuller brows. Now, yeah. If you're doing Retin-A, Accutane, if you have psoriasis, eczema, this is not for you. What I thought was interesting, I actually would like her to take a good gander at my brows. She said, if you have downgrowing hair, like if you look at my brows here.
I think that's what I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She said, it's not so great. Are they really growing down? I don't know.
Yours or mine?
Both. Both of ours.
Yours not so much, just a couple of them, but a lot of mine really grow down. And yeah, no, I'm picturing one of my friend's brows and all of hers grow down. So okay, that's good to know.
So maybe it's too hard. I think this is like kind of funny. It just kind of goes to show that like trends really, well, first of all, like brows have always like had different aesthetics. But if you told me that people are trying to get their brows big, bushy, and growing up, and they should look like feathery. When I was a teenager, I would have been like, are you kidding? Because all I wanted was like a skinny Kate Moss brow that went in one little skinny ass direction and looked like just like penciled in like Marlena Dietrich. And now people want like caterpillar brows. I mean, that's great. I'm not knocking the style.
They're not caterpillar, but I think it's also if you have like, yeah, you want what looks good on your face. And if you already have full brows, you want them to be like set in the right way. Can I give you an analog hack for this, by the way, which I've been noticing on TikTok? And I was like, oh, I love when the teens think they invented something, the soap brows.
What's the soap brow?
Like they'll take a spoolie and rub it in a soap bar and then use that to sort of brush their hairs upwards because it'll give that laminated look because it's like a wax, right? Like it's a thickness. They were doing that trick back in the 20s when there was like movies. You didn't invent anything with the soap brow or brow waxes. Remember, like before we had brow pencils mm-hmm. and like brow gels, it came in a little tin and you took the spoolie. So if you want that kind of look, you could do the soap brows, you could do a brow wax, or remember our listener told us she raised a wand to the Benefit
product.
24-hour mm-hmm. brow gel, which has some serious staying power. You need some serious staying power.
If anyone has had a brow lamination and they're happy with it, or if they're not happy with it, let us know. I'm curious. Please.
Jess, I need you to get it done. I know you're like, you got to be a guinea pig.
No, I actually need a little bit. I need like, I'm seeing someone for my brows next week. I need a little bit of a weed whacking.
Just a weed whacking before you laminate. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, DM us if you've had it done. We'd like to see the results.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Silicones. What's the deal?
Please bear with us, guys. It's one of those hot days where we get all hot and giggly and like it just starts going.
It's like too much. It's like it's all like that's like
a lot.
Like 2020 is finally like hitting me.
It just reduced us to giggles. Okay, let's talk about
better giggles that
than tears.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, okay. Silicones in hair products. Here's why I wanted to talk about this. Every new hair product I've tried this summer has been silicone free. And I'm sorry, I think my hair is hurting because of it. I just don't think it does the conditioning and smoothing the way. I have not found one yet. So then I was like, do I even need silicone free? And this has come up before, like people on the show, people have talked about like, oh, you don't want silicones. And they just make it like a given as if everybody's like, of course you don't want silicones in your hair products. But do you or don't you? I thought I'd find out.
Yeah, I've always been a little skeptical of people who are like the silicones
are
like
bad.
Scaremongers. Is that fearmongers?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You and Trevor Evans as well. He is a independent cosmetic chemist who specializes in hair science. And he's also a professor at the University of Cincinnati. So I got him on the phone yesterday and we had a whole talk about silicone. So basically, first of all, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I saw one very popular hairstylist, and she was quoted in a national publication saying, oh, silicone is a mineral. I'm sorry, what?
What?
What? Trevor says, silicones are polymers. They contain silicon, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. I think maybe she was thinking of silicon, the like element, okay, which okay. like looks like a rock.
Yeah.
A totally different thing. Anyway, so silicone. What it does is smooths and seals the hair. And he said, and I asked, why don't you want them in your hair products? And he said, well, companies are making silicone-free products. And I said, okay, why? He said, because customers ask for that. So it's not that there's actually a reason that there's anything bad. Here is what we know. There are no studies showing them to be carcinogenic or endocrine disruptors. Aye. Now, you could say things about like, parabens, you know, there's some information here, chemical sunscreens, maybe some information mm-hmm. we're still looking. Literally no studies on this. So medically for yourself, not a problem. Then people talk about builds up. He said, they're mostly in conditioners. Sure, they could build up if you never washed your hair, but people who use hair conditioner also use shampoo. Now, if you're not shampooing and only using conditioner, maybe, but he said at most a hair conditioner formula will have 2% of the active component of the formula will be silicone. And the active component is sometimes only like 50% of the formula because there's also water in there. So like it's a very, very finite amount. And when you rinse your hair, it rinses down the drain. Aha.
So
what are you thinking? You're thinking
bad for the environment.
The issue.
Bad for the environment.
Right. Okay. So here's the one thing why you wouldn't want silicones. Yeah, that goes into our water supply. But he told me, and I'll tell you, so does every other thing you wash off your face. All those chemicals and all those minerals, frankly, and all the granules that are in all of your beauty products are entering up in a water supply. So it's no worse than anything else you're putting in the water supply. But is it good? No. So if you're very environmentally conscious, that would be a good reason to avoid the silicones. Lastly, I just have to say, where the hell did this rumor get started? You know, like somehow somebody reports on it and then people just jump on and like all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, silicones cause buildup. They make your hair fall out, blah, blah, blah. Oh, P.S. They don't make your hair fall out. He said it cannot clog your follicle. And also most of the products that have silicone, you don't put on your scalp. It could travel down there, but it's not like you're using like a scalp elixir with like dimethicone.
Yeah, sure.
Dimethicone, by the way, is the thing that you'll see on the label. That's a silicone. There's other ones as well. His theory, he talked about two-in-ones, and I looked into this. Back in the day, remember like the two-in-one, like Pert Plus, shampoo and conditioner combined? Or a lot of men's hair care is often shampoo and conditioner combined. That's was when silicones first made their way into hair care. And they were in heavy—
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, they were in heavy doses because in order to get something that washes your hair, but then also conditioned it, left behind that conditioning agent, you had to use a ton of silicone. So if you were using a two-in-one over and over and over again, it actually never technically washed out because every time you washed your hair, you were putting more back in. So that would cause buildup. But I don't know about you. I don't know a lot of people that use two-in-ones anymore. And he even said the newer versions of them are much better and don't need as much silicone because obviously science has advanced.
I haven't used a two-in-one in quite some time, Jen.
I mean, I did when I was a swimmer. Which seems like, yeah. But no, I haven't either. But now it makes sense because there's always like a nugget of truth. I always find this with these beauty myths. There's always like a little something like that, then it's like a snowball rolling downhill and it gets added on and added on. So
Thank you for giving us that like old nugget because now it makes so much sense.
It does make sense. And I feel like it's important because then you don't want to tell people who are so sure that silicone's causing a problem that they're crazy. No, there's a little something to it, both environmentally and because of that history. But I'm gonna get a conditioner with silicone because frankly, the silicone-free I've tried aren't cutting it.
That was brilliant, Jen. Thank you.
Not me. Thank Trevor Evans.
Thanks, Mr. Evans. It's time to raise a wand. Take it away, Lauren.
Hey, Jess and Jen. This is Lauren. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. Hope you guys are doing great and fabulous. I wanted to raise a wand to a face cleanser that I love already, but have recently rediscovered. And that's the Liz Earle Hot Cloth Cleanser. Oh, so good. It's a cream cleanser and it smells like a spa, first of all. It's like kind of herbal-y, like a little medicinal smelling, but not gross. Like it smells like essential oil. And it's such a good, thorough cleanse. It's meant to be used with a hot cloth after, but I really just use it like a normal cleanser, sans the hot cloth, with just a flannel or a towel later to wipe it off. And it's just amazing. My skin is sensitive and it leaves it just like very nice and nurtured. So wanted to share with you guys. Thanks.
Ooh. Thank you, Lauren. Spa vibes. We all need that right now.
I like that. Muslin cloth.
If you guys want to raise a wand yourself, we want to hear it. Give us a call, 646-481-8182. Or here's a little trick if you really want to be on the show. Email us a voice memo because the sound quality is much better and we like that. You can send it to info@fatmascara.com. I know that takes a little bit more work, so just pick up the phone and call us. Whatever, however you do it, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, we really like getting these little voice
memos. Oh my God, I love listening to them. When I'm like, you know, when you're doing like a work thing, like I was working on this freelance editing thing and I was just like, I need a break. Ooh, I'm going to listen to our voicemails. Everybody just cheers me up. Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
I know I talked about hair in this episode. As you know, my favorite product in the whole entire world is Sally Hershberger's Glam Waves foam, which has been discontinued, which Sally, when she came on our show, gave me one more bottle. Oh, I only used it on days I cared what my hair looked like, but I finally ran out. So now I've been cycling through other foams on the market, like mousse foams.
There are other foams.
Liquids that turn to see if I can find a replacement. I've not found a replacement, but I got close with Paul Mitchell Lavender Mint Curl Refresh Foam. I did not realize this was a refresher, which is, makes it even cooler. And now I use it as that as well. I was using it on damp hair and letting it air dry. And it's really nice for fine, wavy, and curly hair. And then as a refresher, you just sort of like scrunch it in. And it's like, you know when sometimes you do that with water and it doesn't quite help? This does. The reason I will say for fine, wavy and curly hair is I went online to check out the reviews, which I always do when I'm raising a wand. And it was like one of those products where it's either 5 stars, lots of 5 stars, or 1 star. Mm. And the people that don't like it have very curly hair because it does not have a lot of weight to it. It's not really moisturizing and creamy. It's a very light foam. So okay. Like if you have big curls or texture or fro, it's not going to give you coils and smooth. This is for fine, wavy and curly hair. And it smells so freaking good. One woman said it smelled like dirt. And I was like, that's what.
So you like it?
No, that I like it. And everybody else was like, I love the smell. So clearly, if you don't like the smell of lavender or mint or herbal smell, it's not for you.
I was about to say, like lavender mint sounds like such a lovely, like you said spa vibes. It feels like a spa vibe, like combination.
Does. Side note, a lot, I learned this from a hair chemist, a lot of hair products are apple scented.
Why?
It's just like one of those like pleasing smells that you can't quite put your finger on, but just smells like shampoo.
Nice.
And it's a nice smell, but like every hair product has that like kind of like clean, sweet, fruity-ish smell. And so I thought it was nice to get like an herbal smell with a little more funk and hippiedom to it.
I like that.
Yeah. What are you raising a wand to, Jess?
I am raising a wand to a lip product. And I know that's kind of funny because it's like lips. Like no one's doing lip products right now because we're all wearing masks. But for like all the Zoom calls, you know, you just want to like look a little polished if Zoom is part of your life right now or FaceTime, whatever. I've been obsessed with this Honest gloss. Honest Beauty.
The crystal. Yeah. Me too. Go.
Okay. My favorite color. Okay. It's Honest Beauty Gloss C. And the C is for vitamin C. Lip gloss. And the color I like is called Axinite. A-X-I-N-I-T. They're all named after different crystals.
Wait, pick it up. Let me see which one it is.
It's brown.
Oh, it's the... Okay, go on.
It looks really like, you know, like a chocolate cocoa brown. And I was thinking, oh, this is going to look like too intense, too like muddy on me. This is for like a deeper skin tone lady. This, I'm wearing it now. It's just like a nude.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. And I think if you have hazel eyes or green eyes, it's going to make it pop. And it's just enough color where you feel like, okay, I've got a little something going on. And the shine is great. It feels really nice on the lips. I wouldn't say it's a balm, but like it definitely makes me feel like a little less parched. And it's just like I can throw it on and not feel like I feel like a little something, but it's not like I have to think about it too much. And I just, it's a great formula. I like it. It's a squeezy tube.
Yeah, I've been wearing the purplish one. I forget the
shade. Is that amethyst?
Yeah, because they're all named after like crystals and minerals. I also have to say with the Invisalign, like I was always nervous to wear like a matte lip or a dark lip. And I found my lips got really dry because my mouth was slightly open because you can't quite close your mouth perfectly. Yes. So you're drying out your lips. So I feel like this is the perfect product for you right now.
It's funny. I told you I was watching those YouTube videos. Like, there's a YouTube video for everything. There's this whole like hole of YouTube videos. Like, you know, Invisalign hacks are like six things that I never knew about Invisalign. And a lot of them were like, you can't wear lipstick. And what you said, like your mouth becomes really dry. So. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking about how lipstick is not really going to be a huge part of my life for the next. He told me I'm going to wear 30 trays, but then one of the other things I learned was they say you're going to need more trays than you think. So we'll see what happens.
In the meantime, you'll wear your Honest Sea Gloss.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, it's $14.99, guys. $14.99.
Okay,
send kind us not cheap, but not the craziest price I've heard. So.
Yeah, send us your razor wands. Maybe you'll be on next week.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.